All right, everybody, let's look at some tight end options for week 9. And not just week 9 in the NFL fantasy season, but for the rest of the year. I've been telling y'all for a month, for all of October, go get yourself some Darren Fells of the Houston Texans. He is still only owned in 20% of Yahoo leagues. He has a DraftKings salary of under $4,000. What has Darren Fells done this season, you might ask, Andy? Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. He is ranked eighth among all tight ends in fantasy points in PPR formats. Eighth. That's legit, people, okay? And then you look coming out of last week, in week 8, sticking with the number 8, he had the second most fantasy points next to, well, Ryan Griffin of the New York Jets. That seemed to be a little bit of a one-off for Griffin. But for Darren Fells, 20-plus fantasy day. Okay, like, you look at what Darren Fells has done in the month of October. 16 fantasy points, 12.9. Had the one-off low game against Indianapolis, and then 23.8. Dude has 4 touchdowns this month. Why are you not getting Darren Fells? Okay, you can pop him in DFS season-long. He is a must-start to me this week. A must-start against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's given up the 17th most fantasy points to tight ends this season. He has been incorporated the tight end position. We're just used to Houston and Deshaun Watson not using the tight end. Different this year. It is different. Darren Fells is the real deal. You got to go pick him up, okay? I cannot harp on this enough. Go get Darren Fells, 8th ranked in PPR formats as far as total fantasy points, and was number 2 a week ago. You can't argue with that. Now, on the other side, let's say Darren Fells is picked up in that league, or you want to go in a different direction for whatever reason. Dallas Goedert of the Philadelphia Eagles, not Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz, of course, you drafted high. If you drafted him early or as your first tight end, you're going to play him. But Dallas Goedert in a true tandem tight end situation in Philly. He out-touched Zach Ertz a week ago. He has back-to-back weeks of getting touchdowns. You play Chicago, that Chicago defense, just by nature, we're trained to be afraid of it. You don't got to be. They're not good against the run, and they've given up the 10th most fantasy points to tight ends this season. So for Dallas Goedert, for some contrarian points, your DraftKings contest maybe, your DFS, slide him in. If you have your tight end, if they're on a bye or injured or whatever the case might be, or you're looking for somebody, Dallas Goedert, it's a little bit of a touchdown-dependent situation, but you have Carson Wentz looking his way more often now. And you have 14.9 and 12 fantasy points for someone you can scrape up off the waiver wire who's owned in, as well as Fells, at just 20% of Yahoo leagues. You could do a lot worse. Any questions, hit me up on Twitter at AndyMC81 using hashtag AskAndy.